Diana Krall's new album is a collection of songs that she first heard on vinyl from the Mamas and the Papas to Elton John and the Eagles, but the title cut of the album is a song that maybe isn't so well known. It's a Bob Dylan tune, Wallflower.
Wallflower, wallflower, won't you dance with me? I'm sad and lonely too.
Diana Krall joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. I was really looking forward to the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, the pleasure is ours. The honor is ours. Let's begin with this track, Wallflower. What drew you to it?
I heard it on a bootleg series, and it was a summertime, and we had it on in the car. So I was driving around my home in British Columbia on a beautiful summer afternoon, and I was listening to it with my children in the back, and I thought, well, this is a song that we should all be singing together in the car. And I loved it. There's so much truth and beauty in it. Simple, but it speaks to a lot of people.
And I know that you're gonna be mine one of these days, mine alone. Wallflower, wallflower.
I don't hear a dog in the background, though.
Yes, well, in the original, in the bootleg, I believe there is a dog barking, and it's a bit of a broken piano, and I could imagine afternoons being played on the piano and just playing it. That was in my thoughts of how warm it felt.
Yeah. Well, speaking of warm, let's listen to, I think, if I may, my favorite on this album, California Dreaming.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day.
I started working on that song, or listening to it, probably listening to Jose Feliciano, actually, was my first listen to it, not the Mamas and the Papas. And so it's been sort of sitting in the back of my mind since then. And I think the really exquisite piece to the puzzle of finally recording it was having Graham Nash singing on it. I could never say that Graham Nash sings background vocals, but to have Graham Nash singing with me is still kind of hits me like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
On such a winter's day, on such a winter's day.
When do you think, looking back on it, you began to understand that you could sing, that you had a voice that could reach into people?
I loved to sing so much, so I think it was in high school where I really felt like I would like to sing. And then when I went to Los Angeles, I went there with my dad. We drove in my old sort of crap Toyota Tercel car, and I was doing a bunch of piano bar gigs, and I'd pull up smoking cigarettes, wearing a Laura Ashley dress, trying to play my 3-hour solo piano gig for the wedding party. I don't know. It was like, I was a kid. I was like 19 years old, you know, and I got this gig in Long Beach. I auditioned for the piano gig and they said, can you sing? And I went, Ray Brown was like, Krall, I'm getting you this gig. You better sing.
Maybe we ought to explain Ray Brown is a great jazz bass player.
Ray Brown, sort of the father of us all, as we say.
Let me ask you about another song in here. A lot of these songs, of course, will be familiar to people, but there's a Sir Paul McCartney song on this album that I gather he never recorded. Now let's listen to a bit of If I Take You Home Tonight.
If I take you home tonight, I will think of songs to sing to you. Music filled with joy and light. If I take you home tonight, if I tell you how I feel.
How did this song come into your life?
I had the great opportunity to work with Paul McCartney on a record he did called Kisses on the Bottom, which were a collection of songs that he chose that meant a lot to him. In amongst these songs that he'd chosen, he had written a handful of romantic ballads and beautiful songs that like he does so well.
Yeah.
And If I Take You Home Tonight was one of them, and it just didn't make it on the record. And I was, that's what happens. You end up with 20 tunes and you have to choose. And, you know, I think he said, oh, next time. So I still had the sheet music on my piano. I asked Paul if it was okay. I first had to muster up the courage to ask Paul to say, can I do this song? And he said, sure. He told me he likes it, so that's really...
Phew.
I hit the ceiling. Yeah, really. Phew.
Yeah. Ask you about your, you have 2 8-year-old twins, right?
I do. Very different boys. Twins, but very different people.
And of course, you're married to a very famous musician, too.
Yeah, I'm married to Elvis Costello, yeah. Or darling, as I call him.
What do 8-year-old twins do for the music in your household? I mean, do you go between My Little Pony and jazz?
No. They are listening to Jack White at the moment. I said, what are you playing in your piano lessons? Well, we've got Jack White and Smoke on the Water. That's enough. That's all we need.
They're 8?
I'm like, oh, you don't know what's coming to you, kid. But I think they're more aware of what Elvis does, you know, because he's got lots of groovy videos out. And, you know, I'd rather them singing Every Day I Write the Book than a tragic torch song at this point anyway. They have time to do that. They have time for that later. Feels like
home to me. Diana Krall, her new album, Wallflower. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Scott. Feels like I'm all-